In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. This month, we have been working our way through the section of John's Gospel called the Bread of Life Discourse, John chapter 6. I cannot overemphasize to you how important this chapter of John is, how crucial it is to our understanding of what Jesus did for us and does for us each and every day. So many Christians gloss over this chapter. They cruise past it because it's uncomfortable, and so they try to dismiss it as an overly long and elaborate metaphor. But this is no metaphor, my brothers and sisters. In today's gospel reading, Christ makes it clear that he is being literal and very, very serious. Last week, Christ made the bold claim that he is the bread of life that came down from heaven. In that reading, the listeners overlooked the confusing phrase, bread of life, and focused their disbelief on the idea that Jesus came down from heaven. Christ rebuked their doubt, asserting in no uncertain terms that he did, in fact, come down from heaven. None of us would doubt that, my brothers and sisters. Believing in Christ's divinity is part of the definition of being a Christian. But in today's reading, Christ takes it not just one step further, but one huge leap farther. He says that the bread that he gives, that we must eat in order to have eternal life, is his actual flesh that he will sacrifice for the world. His listeners argue with him. They were scandalized. They ask the question that so many Christians today ask, how can he do this? But as St. John Chrysostom said, they are calling into question the almighty and incomprehensible power of God, which hinders them from believing all other mysteries and miracles. St. Cyril labeled this question a blasphemy, because it denies the power of God. Christ's response to the doubters is to double down, to be more explicit. He uses a phrase that he repeats several times in the Gospel of John. Amen, amen, I say to you. Christ doesn't use that phrase for parables or metaphors. He uses that phrase in John's Gospel whenever he is trying to communicate the most important truths. If you would do a search for that phrase in the gospel, you'll find that very often Christ is speaking of the sacraments or other requirements for salvation. It's his way of saying, pay attention, this is the bottom line. Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. My flesh is true food. My blood is true drink. As you know, I'm a convert. And before I decided to become a Catholic, I had to accept the Catholic faith on a spiritual level, on an emotional level, and on an intellectual level. I had to be called to the faith by God. I had to learn to love the Church, and I had to intellectually believe that the Catholic Church was what she said she was, the original Church founded by Christ. John chapter 6 was a key text in that intellectual conversion, because when you read these words, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. You have to say to yourself, if I take Scripture seriously as the Word of God, then I have to take all of it seriously. Otherwise, I'm just making up my own religion. And if I take this particular section seriously, I must become a part of a church that allows me to meet this criterion, that allows me to eat the flesh of Jesus and drink his blood. If I want eternal life, I must do that. The Catholic Church gives you that opportunity, my brothers and sisters. In a few short minutes, Father will be elevating the host. He will be elevating the chalice. He will repeat the words of Jesus at the Last Supper. Bells will ring, and you will be looking up at the God of the universe, your Creator, under the guise of bread and wine. And if you are a Catholic in a state of grace, you will be able to come up here and consume his body, blood, soul, and divinity. Jesus goes on to say, "Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him." You will be united with Christ in a very special way. Take this seriously, my brothers and sisters. If you struggle with belief in the real presence, consider this. For the last 2,000 years, the vast majority of Christians have believed in the real presence. This is documented all the way back to St. Ignatius, who wrote his letters just a few short years after John wrote this gospel. And these Christians have all held this belief because of the very words of Jesus Christ that I read to you today. Thus, those who disbelieve in the real presence are saying that all those Christians were deceived by Jesus Christ himself. If you believe that Christ is God, then you cannot believe that he would deceive us. Take it seriously. When you approach this table, approach it with reverence and awe. You are encountering the one who made you and who keeps you in existence every moment of every day. To get closer to him is your whole purpose in life. Now, if you are conscious of mortal sin of your life, humbly admit that. Come up for a blessing and head to confession as soon as you can. Remember the words of St. Paul from his letter to the Corinthians. "Whoever therefore eats this bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of profaning the body and blood of the Lord. Let a man examine himself, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment upon himself. This is why many of you are weak and ill, and some have died." Those are the words of St. Paul in Scripture. This is serious stuff. We are playing with our eternal salvation. But hopefully you are in a state of grace. Then you will partake of the body and blood of the Lord, and you will become one with him. He will be in you, and you will be in him. Revel in that state. Praise God for such a gift, for such wonderful graces bestowed upon you. And those graces will bring you great spiritual power. As St. John Chrysostom said, "Let us then return from that table like lions breathing fire, having become terrible to the devil, thinking on our head," meaning Christ, "and on the love which he hath shown for us." Let the Eucharist set you on fire for Christ today, and you will become terrible to the devil, and you will begin to experience the peace and joy that surpasses all human understanding. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.